Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
While Clark Kent, who as we know is Superman, was taken to Florida by Perry White after his narrow escape from destruction at the hands of Henry Miller, the Nazi Atom Man, Miller was being injected with another solution of radioactive kryptonite, which enables him to generate deadly atomic power within his own body. Miller was preparing to destroy Metropolis when Sidney, the sinister fat spy with whom he has allied himself, discovered through a newspaper item that Superman was still alive. Sidney convinced Miller that their plans for world domination were hopeless while the Man of Steel lived. As we continue now, in the little attic laboratory of a German chemist, Miller is telling Sidney how Superman can be destroyed. Listen.
In spite of Superman's great powers, he's still a mortal, a human being. The doctors and scientists that he permitted to examine him have said so.
I know that, I know that. Get to the point, Miller. What are you driving at?
It's like this, Sidney. Human beings have to eat and drink or they die. So all we have to do is to put Superman into a coma and keep him that way until he starves to death.
That's all we have to do, eh? Just put Superman in a coma. Are you out of your mind?
It's easy. Superman can't stand the atomic power of the kryptonite in my blood. I'll expose him to it again.
How can you without...
It's easy, I tell you. I'll let him know that I'm going to destroy Metropolis. He'll show up to try to stop me, and that'll be the end of it.
It'll also be the end of your atomic power, and then we're off.
No, it won't.
Of course it will. Oh, you idiot. Wasn't it exhausted after your last fight with Superman?
Yes, but I exhausted it the last time because I kept trying to finish Superman after he was unconscious. This time I won't do that. As soon as he loses consciousness, I'll stop.
It might take too much power to knock him out.
I don't think so. The last time...
No, no, we can't take any chances. Superman's clever as well as powerful. He knows what you can do now, and he'll be more careful. He'll make you fight longer.
I can handle.
You're a fool. Can't you get it through your head that this is the last of the kryptonite? You've got to conserve every ounce. Must be some other way. I've got to find it.
Well, Sidney, I
think... Wait a minute. You said that you and Teufel were sure that Superman's Clark Kent, the Daily Planet reporter.
Well, practically sure. Teufel treated my vest with lead to keep the emanations of the kryptonite in my blood from escaping. And when I came near Kent while I was wearing it, nothing happened. But when I approached him without it, he became dazed and he almost collapsed just as Superman.
That's not conclusive proof. Kent might have been ill that day. But was there anything else?
Yes. I got Superman to the beach by phoning Kent and telling him that Jim Olsen was in great danger. Superman arrived within half a minute, and the beach is 50 miles from Metropolis.
Oh, that's better. Much better. So Clark Kent's Superman. Now we get in someplace.
Oh, what's on your mind?
I've got an idea. Yeah. Tell me. Kent has no idea that you suspect his double identity, has he?
No, of course not.
Good, very good. Very good. One other thing. You say Superman becomes affected by the kryptonite in your blood, even when you're not converting it into atomic energy.
Yes. When I met him at the Daily Planet that night, he almost passed out.
Why, excellent. Miller, I believe I know how it can be done. Yes, I'm quite sure I do.
Why?
Exposing Superman to your power, of course, and keeping him under it until he's done for without you having to exhaust the power.
How?
Oh, this is good.
Now, look, Sidney, if you're figuring on my walking up to him or sitting next to him in a restaurant or something, it won't work, he knows.
I'm quite aware of
and
that.
And a disguise won't work either. His X-ray vision will see right through that.
I know that, too. In fact, I know much more about Superman than you do. I've made a study of him for years, trying to find a way to get rid of him, and now I found the way.
Which way? Tell me.
I'll tell you in the car.
Where are we going?
To make the necessary arrangements for eliminating Superman. Careful on those stairs, my boy. Careful. The carpet seems a bit loose. Can't afford to have anything happen to you now, you know. There are millions at stake. Millions. And oh, how I love money. Money.
His fat body shaking with greedy laughter, Sidney leads the Atom Man from the attic laboratory. Meanwhile, having arrived at a small hotel on the Florida coast with Perry White, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent immediately retired to his room, where he fell into a deep, dreamless sleep. Late the following morning, when he joined his editor on the sunny breakfast terrace overlooking the sparkling blue ocean, his step was firm, his eyes clear, and the heavy numbness which had clouded his mind since his encounter with the Atom Man was gone.
Good morning, Chief.
Well, well, good morning, Cat. Say, you look fine, like your old self. How do you feel?
Oh, in the pink, as Jimmy would say.
I never saw anyone make such a speedy recovery. Why, you're a new man.
Yes, but I'm still worried.
Now, none of that, none of that. No worries. No thinking about the office or anything else for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Are you kidding?
I certainly am not. I arranged for both of us to be gone for 2 full weeks.
Oh, you did?
We're just going to fish, swim, lie in the sun, eat, and sleep. Now, how's that sound to you, huh?
Sounds fine, but did you arrange it with the Atom Man, too?
Huh? With the what?
Henry Miller, the Atom Man.
Henry Miller, the... No, look here, Ken. Don't go off on that subject again. That's what made you sick.
It made me sick, all right, but not in the way you think.
What do you mean? There's no such thing as an Atom Man. Miller's a dirty Nazi, all right, but don't...
Now, Chief, please.
Well, now, look, Ken. In the first place, you're not well enough to go back.
Physically, I never felt better in my life.
Physically? But how about mentally?
What do you mean?
You're a sick man, Ken. You created some kind of a fantastic illusion in your mind about an Atom Man.
I only wish you were an illusion. Unfortunately, though, he's real. And unless we stop him, most of us will be dead in a month.
Ah, all the ridiculous nonsense. Ah, oh, now, look here, Kent. Listen to reason. You told me yourself that Dr. Millicent, one of the greatest scientists we have, told you that it was practically impossible to create another man. And that it... Oh, say, that reminds me.
What?
Millicent was trying to get hold of you.
He was? When? Where? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, how could I? First you weren't around, and then you were sick. He was phoning the office practically every hour. Here, where are you going? You have to have your breakfast.
I've got to call Millicent. Maybe he was able to...
Able to what? Now sit down. Here comes your breakfast. You call Millicent later.
I can't wait. This may make all the difference. So long, Chief.
Kent, will you come back here? Kent, come back, I say.
It's a scarlet chief's vacation. He arranged it for my benefit, but if those calls from Millicent mean what I think they do... Let's see, where can I... Now, that patch of bushes behind the terrace ought to be for a dressing room. There we are. Now, off with these clothes. Good thing I had another Superman outfit. The Atom Man certainly ruined my other one. Next time we meet, maybe it'll be different. Maybe... If only Millicent has been able to... Ah, there we are, all set. Now, back to Metropolis. Up and away!
Leaping high into the sunlit cloud, Superman veers and rockets away to the north, red cape streaming in the wind. Will he find what he hopes at Dr. Millicent's laboratory? We'll return in a moment to learn what happens. But right now, here's Dan McCullough to tell you about that wonderful series of comic buttons.
You know, gang, since Kellogg's Pep began putting out those smart-looking new comic buttons, I've learned a thing or two. For instance, one of the girls in our neighborhood was showing me her button with Winnie Winkle on it. And I learned that Winnie's hairdo is called a page boy. And Winnie's brother, you know, the little kid with the soft bow tie, has a name that's a sort of a joke. You know, Periwinkle. Well, a periwinkle's a plant or a little sea snail. And what I'm learning about the fun you fellas and girls are having, collecting all 18 different buttons. These buttons are just about the best-looking things you ever saw, in brilliant colors on a clear white background. Aren't you glad it's so easy to collect these swell comic buttons? Why, you don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, there's an exclusive prize, one of these swell new comic buttons, or a military insignia or warplane button. It's your prize from B.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Once more in possession of his great powers, Superman has arrived at Dr. John Millicent's laboratory on the campus of Metropolis University. Eagerly now, he holds in his hand what is, at first glance, only a modern plastic trousers belt. But woven under the smooth, glossy surface is a network of fine, hardly discernible wire filaments, which cross and crisscross through the entire belt.
You say this belt will detect the presence of kryptonite, Dr. Millicent, and warn me of it?
If there's any kryptonite within 100 yards, the belt will warn you.
How?
There's an alarm secreted in the buckle.
Oh, yes, yes, I see it.
It'll send out a high, wavering whine. Not very loud, but you'll hear it.
You say it'll detect the presence of kryptonite within a radius of 100 yards.
Well, I say that conservatively. It may detect it at a greater distance, but 100 yards is certain.
Good.
It's constructed along a principle of radar, which was perfected during the war.
Look, Doctor, this is terribly important. Will it detect kryptonite in liquid form, in a man's body?
In a man? Oh, you've still got Teufel's Atom Man on your mind. I'd forget that if I were you.
Well, I can't, because, you see, Teufel did create an Atom Man.
Oh, come now, Superman.
I tell you, he did, Doctor. I battled with him, and it's only a miracle that I'm still alive.
Good heavens. You really mean...
Yes, I do. Don't mention it to anyone. No sense alarming people until it's absolutely necessary.
No, of course not. But why, I
can't believe it.
That's true. Only too true. And unless I stop him, he'll destroy every vestige of civilization as we know it. Now tell me, Doctor, this is important. Will the detector warn me of the presence of the Atom Man? Will it?
Well...
Tensely, Superman waits for Dr. Millicent's answer. The answer which this time will truly mean life or death to him. Because at this very moment, Sidney is on his way to the Daily Planet to set a deadly trap for Clark Kent, whom he suspects is Superman.
Fellows and girls, don't miss tomorrow's tense, dramatic episode. There are a dozen thrills and surprises in store for you. So don't fail to tune in. Same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.